This home, called Toby's Corner, is the Garden District's oldest still-standing residence, built in 1838. Compared to other similarly large houses in the neighborhood, you can see this one is fairly simple, with basic Doric columns rather than the more elaborate Ionic or Corinthian varieties, and little decoration beyond the simple dentil pattern along the edges of the roof. These Greek Revival design touches hint that it was built for an American owner, but the basic form of the house looks more like 18th century Creole residences. This house type was well adapted to the region, with a ground floor basement for flooding and ventilation, high ceilings, and plenty of windows to take advantage of breezes. Buildings like this are rare today, mostly plantation houses and a couple of examples in the French Quarter, the Creole part of the city having rebuilt from fires in a Spanish colonial style. Take a look through the front gate, located just a short way down Britannia Street. In front of the house, you can see a sugar kettle being used as a fountain. Sugar kettles were tools in the process of sugar granulation. Sugarcane was boiled in successively smaller containers to render it into the crystallized form that could be sold. While cotton is often the first crop popularly associated with Louisiana, sugarcane is much more common in the southern part of the state, which is too wet for cotton cultivation. While sugarcane had long been the primary crop of the Caribbean, South Louisiana, with its dry spells and occasional winter freezes, had never seen successful sugar cultivation until 1795, when a first successful crop was harvested on the plantation of Étienne de Boré, using new planting and irrigation strategies. After that, plantations in the area converted to sugarcane en masse, and today Louisiana remains the northernmost sugarcane-producing region in the world. The Louisiana sugar industry claims that the state annually produces enough granulated sugar to halfway fill the Superdome. And you can still find the place where it all started. The de Boré plantation falls within today's Audubon Park. Now, look across Britannia Street and you'll see a much more elaborate structure, the Bradish Johnson House. Architect James Ferret designed this mansion in the French Second Empire style for sugar baron Bradish Johnson in 1872. This is a style that became popular during the Reconstruction era that followed the American Civil War. You can find more examples if you take the St. Charles streetcar going further uptown, away from the quarter. While many inhabitants of the Garden District sided with the Confederacy, the southern states that seceded from the U.S. leading to the Civil War, Bradish Johnson was one of the residents who sided with the United States. A trip out of town can bring you to one of the plantations he owned, Whitney Plantation, which today offers tours focused on what is known of the lives and experiences of enslaved people. Today, this property belongs to the private Louise McGee School for Girls, which occupies the entire block. They celebrated their centennial in 2012. From here, turn back along Britannia to the intersection with First Street, then turn left. Continue along First Street until you find a tan house on the right.